Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Text number is 800-400-3697. That's the way we get to hear from you guys. So send us something. Tell us what's going on. Here's a few of the things you guys sent so far today. With Sarah loving White Lion, my now 20-year-old daughter has been loving them since she was 14. Have a great day, you all.
Goodness.
That's
a good mom right there.
That's a generation skip in a weird way. I don't expect to see that. 20-year-old loving White Lion.
They're great. You gotta love them.
They're not great. No, you know it. You can't even say that with a straight face.
Shut up.
You liar.
They're amazing.
They're amazing compared to who? Drake? Because they're not amazing.
Yes, amazing. So they are definitely amazing compared to Drake.
You love Pink Floyd, right? How does White Lion's music compare to Pink Floyd or Led Zeppelin or Rush or any other credible rock band?
It comes in second place to any of them.
Oh, right. Right. Jesus.
When the children cry.
Oh, feel it. Feel the pain.
Feel the cheese.
Yeah. Let's see.
She's laughing so hard she's crying. She's laughing at her own joke she's making.
She can't keep a straight face. She says this stuff, but she's not able to keep a straight face
when
she does it.
They're amazing. They're so talented.
I get it now. That's funny.
What are you talking about? You get it. There's nothing to get.
I'm
allowed to like whoever I want. I like Winger, too.
It's a very deep joke.
No, you don't.
She's only 17.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's only
17.
Those guys, talk about people being canceled. I may not like it, but those guys may need a good canceling.
Maybe he was saying she's only 70.
Oh, 70. Good.
She's only 70.
My bad. We misunderstood
70.
It this whole time. hi, Alice friends. You may have already addressed this, but is there a problem with your website? I can't seem to access your podcast. Thanks.
Oh.
No, that's you. That's a user error.
Error for sure.
You can get our podcast at radio.com.
That's right.
Are they going on radioalice.com? Okay.
Yeah.
707 says, if a woman expects a man to pay for the date, she should stay in the kitchen. Screw old school.
Oh, goodness. Well, look, if you are going to insist on equality and all, you know, we want to just be considered equals, then it does feel antiquated. On the other hand, sometimes guys insist on that. And I feel like the guy should do it. And it's, you know, there are differences between us. We can't, you know, while we want to be treated equally, we can't deny that men and women think a little different.
Well, and there's a generational change, so I'm sure young people coming up will have a different attitude, but I will still expect, look, if some boy asks you out and tells you in advance that you need to pay for half, then if you want to go, then pay for half.
Yep.
But, you know, you're not obligated to go on dates with people, and if they've asked you out, it seems to me like they should pay for that time.
Yeah.
I always have. That's just the way I look at it.
Well, right. But to be flexible is another wonderful thing. And if someone says, I expect to pay for this, and you say, I insist that I pay my way.
That's
that
fine, too.
As well. I don't think, with someone who gets angry over that or now wants their money back or something.
That's it. So this all comes up from a story in the news today where a guy after three dates who didn't get laid is now saying, I'd like half the money for the dates we went on, which is just a pile of steaming BS to me. I would really be insulted if I were, you know, some guy took me out and we're out for three dates and I'm not ready to give him what he wants. You know, we find ourselves not.
What does he want again?
Well, he probably wanted to pound me. Never mind. I can't say that.
Down there.
What I was going
to take you to Pound Town. Is that what you're trying to say? Pound Town. That place sucks.
What?
Ay.
Pound Town. Come on.
Anyway.
We haven't used Pound Town for a while, have we? We don't want to lose Pound Town.
I never allowed a man to pay for early dates. I only went to dinner on his dime after it looked like it might turn into a regular relationship.
Oh.
I hated feeling like there might be pressure that I didn't want from someone I wouldn't be interested in. Yeah, that's a fair thing. Right there, you cut him off while you're paying and say, I'll pay too.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right. And while he may make go ahead and make your protest, young man, but don't get in a fight over it. If she wants to pay her way, let her pay.
Right. There is online cribbage you can, and the best part is it does the counting and math.
My husband and son, who live in Monterey,
play most nights since.
Oh, they play against each other? Oh, what fun. I should see if my dad wants to do that. I love playing cribbage with him.
Have a great day, you all. Sorry, I lost part of the thread because that's what happens sometimes.
It happens.
Sarah and Vinny, you got it right. I can't see anything that is great about Drake. There's nothing that is melodic or even rhythmic in his rapping. I don't even think he's rapping. I think he's a singer. I don't get it.
And that's not a great singer either.
Another texter like, who doesn't get it. It's okay. You keep rolling in, but Billboard speaks for itself.
The 408 says, the bad date wants his money back. How about she gets her time back? Yeah, no kidding. How about that?
Yeah. Well, she went on three dates with him. I don't know what it means.
I mean, look, I have heard from some people I work with who were like, yeah, I go on a date for a meal. Why not? And I'm like, wow, that is crunchy. So you never even like, no, I just wanted something to eat. Okay, well, there's that too. I've heard that before.
Sure, if you're hungry, let someone feed you. It's fine. No obligation. I mean, it's better than hooking, I guess.
Someone writes in, what happened to the 10K steps a day story? You must be new to the show. We try our hardest to do as many stories as we can, often not getting to them all. I promise you I'll do the 10K step story tomorrow.
That's a promise. Tomorrow. Somebody, can you write this down? Please?
Promise.
That's a promise.
I'm saving that story for tomorrow. Don't worry, 831.
You're going to lose the story. Nikki, do you have a copy of that story? We need to make sure that story.
Yeah, I remember that story. And then I'll write it on his rundown.
Okay, great. Don't forget the 10K.
Do you know what time it's
called? You are the best. You are so good at your job.
What time do you want the story, Vinny?
Anytime you want to put it in.
Well, listen, you sold it for 8 o'clock. Do it at the 8:30 break.
You got it. It's done.
The 8:30. All right, tomorrow.
I'll even resend you the story in case you lost it.
Yeah, he'll have lost it for sure.
You are the very best, Nicole. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Bryn. Seriously, I put it all on the line. I'm counting on you, Nicole.
You got it.
And only for that. And I'll buy you dinner, but I won't expect anything. In fact, I don't want anything. Nothing's going to happen. Forget it.
All right.
Sarah, you will love Nomadland. Great character study. Movie scenery is gorgeous.
Okay. And
cribbage
and Francis-
tournaments. Oh. Where are those happening, says 707.
Well, I went to one at the Deuce. They're around. I think you could probably look it up. And probably right now there are fewer because COVID. But I went to one at the Deuce one time. That was fun because I could just walk there, have beers, stumble home, you know, that kind of thing.
It's the best.
That seems fun.
It was fun. It was really fun. Liked it.
As long as you don't get lost on your way home or
fall in the creek.
Right.
Sweat down there.
I don't know why, but people love cribbage. I didn't realize it was going to be a thing. A lot of texters wrote in. So if you don't carry your cribbage text, they've been read and acknowledged. Yeah. It's just a little repetitive at this
point. You know, just not to totally go off on a tangent, but I'm going to. I think cards are so genius. Like, I don't know how long the actual 52-card deck, you know, with the two and then add the two jokers. Like, I don't know how long that's been around. But think of all the games you can play with a single deck of cards. It's just genius. I mean, everything from solitaire to bridge to all these, you know, a million games you never even heard of. Like, cards are... I'm so grateful for cards. I really am. And if I was ever stranded on a desert island, I would cut up and dry the palm fronds carefully so I could make my own deck of cards, because then I wouldn't be bored anymore. Cards. Card tricks.
Yeah. Magicians. Cribbage. Cribbage.org is where they have all the info about cribbage tournaments. It's all over the country. It's crazy. Goodness. The date's all the way until 2022.
God, I love cards. And it's funny, too, because it's like 52 cards. There's 52 weeks a year. Like, you can split it up. Like, I know how many, you know, 13 is the quarter. I mean, it's just so, I love cards. I love cards.
13 is the quarter.
You really 13 thought weeks. About
thought about that. Yeah. That's you really are a counter.
I just love your plan for cutting them up from leaves.
Well, like, I would make some somehow, right? Like, yeah. Scrap wood, whatever I needed to do. And I could play solitaire. And I'd be
didn't even
completely.
Think that far.
You got it. You have to have cards. I got to have cards. I should. You know what I should do? Put a pack of cards in my purse. I don't know why I don't.
I have that.
Cards. God, I just love holding them and shuffling them.
Wait, you have that? You have cards in your purse?
Yeah, either that or my cousin always carries around a deck of Uno. You never know when you need it.
What's your game?
There's this one game that we play called Spoons, and then there's this other game where it's like a lying game.
Spoons. She plays
a
spoons.
Lying.
It's
game?
A lying game with.
Oh, that's why
play.
You're like
yeah.
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Because our lying liar. So
that's where she practices her lying.
Yeah,
great.
You must be number one at that.
Super.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Christina's the same way about cards. If they come up, she will do a speech very similar to the one you just gave, and
they're
and
so amazing.
Each
we
new
take them
breath.
For granted.
Is another extension of that speech
they're
where you
magical.
Just go, oh my God, she's still going.
It keeps going.
There's, and another like, thing.
There's real magic in those, God, you know, all the different going. Things you can do with them. It's so
and,
incredible.
Oh my God, there's more.
I mean, maybe a game you can't play with cards. Come on. Oh. People even tell fortunes with cards, for God's sake. It's all BS, of course, mm-hmm. but you know, tap the deck, cut the deck. Come on. Luck.
Card company we can have as a sponsor or something? Man, you're really enthusiastic about this.
What's the big card company? Bike.
Who knows?
Bicycle cards.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I guess so. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, you should get them to sponsor one of your celebrity garbage breaks. I mean, come on.
Yes.
Brought to you by Bicycle Cards.
Put that in for tomorrow. Just find a good
bend.
Card company. Oh, no, they do bend. Don't mark them. You guys, you can't. Don't
they shuffle
be.
Great.
They do.
The pictures are
I actually
wonderful.
Don't know how to shuffle. It's really
cool. Man.
Well, you also don't know how to play cards. Like, there's no skill in spoons. I mean, it's you know what it is, though? It's stealth. Like, mm-hmm. spoons is a great game because you're so psyched when you're the one who gets the first set and you carefully pull out that spoon.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of other games that.
Crazy Eights? Go Fish?
No.
Kids games? There's kids games, adult
no,
games.
There's a drinking game that we do. I don't know any of the names. I just play them.
Mm. Slapjack? War?
I haven't played that since my friend broke his thumb doing that.
Oh, well, he hit too hard.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I love cards. All right, back
Pardon
to
you. Pardon me.
Sorry.
May I?
You may. Absolutely. Please, don't let me get in your way.
Don't let the cards get in the way.
Yeah, don't. Please. I am thinking about cards, though, right now.
I know that you are.
God, I love them.
If I could.
Yeah.
Okay. The virus does not affect kids almost at all. Why in the world would you make your baby a damn guinea pig? That is terrible parenting.
If you have a lot of kids, you're like, yeah, go ahead.
And it's for the good of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the world a service. Think about that.
And kids do get the virus. I get that most cases are really... Johnny's kid had it and was really sick. didn't have to go to the hospital or anything, but it for sure affected him. And if you have underlying problems or immunodeficiencies, you know, they want to know that it's going to work on a kid and not have some physiological effect that they weren't expecting. So thanks to the guinea pig people. It is weird that you don't love your kids, but, you know, thanks.
This, I haven't read the whole thing, but the first sentence is true, and I'll tell you because I know.
All right.
Dennis told me. Dental PSA. At rest, our teeth aren't supposed to be touching. During times of stress, anger, frustration, even excitement, joy, and focus, our teeth come together and exert forces on our teeth. Over time, that translates to stress fractures in teeth, blah, blah, blah. They go on. That is one of the first things my dentist said to me when we were talking about this clenching thing. He goes, your teeth are currently touching and they shouldn't be. Like, he was just talking to me and he said that. And I went, you realize, oh, I'm doing that all the time.
Right. Damn it. They're like, I feel like when I relax, as soon as I relax my jaw, my teeth come apart a couple millimeters.
Right. Exactly right. And if I can wiggle my knee like I like to do, that also lets that energy that normally would be clenching in my jaw, it lets it go. It goes out my leg. Drives everyone crazy because it looks like I'm ready for a takeoff, but it's where the energy, it's got to get out somehow.
It has to go somewhere.
Has to get out.
Let it go. Better out your knee than your head hole.
Right. 650. Thanks, Vinny. Mush pot is my new favorite word.
Instead of mosh pit, it's a mush pot. Mm-hmm. I'm into that.
You don't remember mush pot?
Nope.
Oh, it's mush pot's the middle.
Yeah, duck, duck, goose.
Come on.
The mush pot?
Yeah.
The mush pot. You don't know the mush. Even Nicole knows the mush pot.
Yeah. That must be a West Coast duck, duck, goose thing because there was no.
You're in the mush pot. Yeah. It's the middle.
Nope.
Get in there.
I don't know that it even had a name, to tell you the truth.
Well, you weren't paying attention.
I guess
the
not.
Mush pot.
I was in kindergarten.
I don't know how it got its
name.
Oh,
man.
What?
There's another definition for it on the.
Oh, don't tell me that's racist, too.
It's not a racist, but it's something that I can't talk about. Oh. It has to do with the man zone, though.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's crazy.
Well, we need to bring back the secret show immediately. I need to know about the mush pot.
I only know about the duck, duck, goose
one.
Yeah,
it's the, you know what? I don't know what someone did to that word.
It's an innocent child's game.
But it's the word where you're stuck in the middle and you're waiting for the person that's Jesus. God. You know what remember I told you, okay, so I said this a little while ago. I didn't know, I thought cracker was a term for white people because a white saltine crackers, white, tasteless, styleless. Mm-hmm. I just figured that's what that meant. I didn't know it was. Anyway, then I started thinking, what does honky mean? I mean, maybe that one's also bad. And I don't even want to look it up. I just want all these things. We got to just get them out. Now I know mush pot's got to go too, right?
Are you laughing, Nicole, because you see it?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look it up too. Hold on.
You're looking up mush pot?
I'm going to look up mush pot.
Can we even say it?
No, well, in a second.
Yeah, you can kind of allude to it. I'm sure Sarah will find a way. She definitely likes to take risks.
Urban Dictionary. Oh.
What is it?
People can look it up on their own, I'm sure. Let's just go ahead and move on. And we're late, by the way.
Oh, all right. Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Such a fun show today. I just knew it. I had a feeling this morning. We were talking about it before we even went on the air. Like, we were going to crush this show.
You know, can I just say something?
We mushed it.
Urban Dictionary has definitely gotten the definition wrong on more than one thing, and they got mush pot wrong, too.
Oh, you think so?
It's not what they... Look.
I know.
It's
just
part of
it's
a duck,
microscopic. Duck. Microscopic doesn't mean it's not a wiener.
It still counts. Yeah.
Still counts.
Yeah,
no, yeah. I'm just saying the mush pot's in the middle of a duck, duck. It's when you're in the middle. That's
right.
All.
I think so too. Like, I thought if it had to do with a man's anatomy, it had to do something to do with the back door, right? I mean, that's the mush pot. I just don't know what the other thing. I don't understand that.
They got that wrong.
Yeah. Sorry, Urban Dictionary. You can't win them all.
They got OFOC wrong. That's wrong in
no,
there
that's
as well.
Right. That's no. what a douche right, says when he no. doesn't want to say no. that he loves someone.
No.
That one's absolutely
no,
true.
That one's definitely wrong, too.
Overwhelming
and by the way,
of concern.
We got so caught up with the text on certain subjects, we didn't get to the ones where many people agree with me and say.
Oh, I'm sure they do. What do you have? What is
707
it?
707 says, slime, Play-Doh, and kinetic sand are evil. Another
well, you
person
do them in the garage,
dude. The slime thing. My kids started making that
terrible.
Because it's like something she saw on YouTube, and the smell of this horrid shaving cream you got to use to make it. It makes you want to barf. The smell is so gross. We don't even let her do it anymore. But anyway, Play-Doh is the devil itself. We're still finding shards of it. Lots of text. Sorry, we didn't get to them all, but.
We can't. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for listening today. It's yep. It is an absolutely gorgeous day outside. Not warm, but beautiful. So if you can, get out there, get your vitamin D, get yourself a little fresh air. You deserve it. Take a walk at lunch, maybe something like that. And keep it on Alice all day because V Hale's up next, followed by our little Janie. Jane, you're playing a game called.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. What is the question?
Do you like V or Jane better?
Oh, I love them both in totally different ways.
So your answer would be?
That I love them both in totally different ways.
Bryn, you going to go V or Jane?
I say the same as Sarah, actually.
Mm-hmm,
oh,
mm-hmm,
boy,
mm-hmm.
This is unbelievable.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Hulk no. baby or daughter? Her. Hulk baby or her? Which one do you like better? Which one
no,
do you like better there?
I don't. I'm not even here.
You see
I'm
what
leaving.
I'm saying?
I'm already gone.
You should have quit while you were ahead, my friend.
Oh, I
Let's
see.
Let's go play cards. All right.
Back to cards.
Whatever.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.